You didn't have to. Karen's Thanks to Nurses for Decipher Your Health. Written by Karen Melander. Read by Marika Vroman-Durning. May 6, 2023. To Patrice and Marianne, who must have been there on the first day of thousands of student nurses and physicians at Stanford, and lucky for me, shepherded me through my first days, weeks, months, and years at a trauma center. To Guy, who always held his cool even when we were short supplies, beds, and hands, always maintaining high quality care and adamantly expecting the same of those around him. To Paula, who physically sifted the sick from the not-so-sick despite a full waiting room, saving many a life when we worked together. To Felicia, Leslie, and Danny, who I watched grow from a unit clerk to charge nurse responsibilities. To Claude, who recognized when doctor needed doctoring. To Cheryl, who always found a way around every administrative barrier she encountered to provide exceptional care to all, and would arrive at midday meetings just as enthusiastic post-overnight shift. To Anne, who led the development of a complex health initiative with new electronic health record system, and then volunteered to be the first hospital to test it out. To Vicky and Elizabeth and Sandy and Marianne, who never forgot the lessons they learned as frontline nurses as they raised through the ranks to top administration. To the many nameless nurses who tirelessly cared for a mother of nine as her anxious, scared children hoped and prayed for her return home. To the astute labor and delivery nurse who recognized what the four young doctors could not. A young, pregnant woman having uncontrolled jerking was not overly excited about the impending delivery of her first child, but rather she was experiencing rigors as peripartum sepsis reared its ugly head. Thank you. He survived his PICU stay and has since graduated from college. To Marika, who has reawakened my love of journalism and the art of storytelling to help patients decipher their health. Nurses are the backbone of our healthcare system, and they have been warning us. They remained at the bedside during a pandemic, during short staffing, during wage cuts and missed breaks. They are educators, facilitators, and advocators for the health of all. Please, C-suite, billing department, quality, physicians, insurance reviews, government officials, and lay public, take a walk through your local emergency department, hospital halls, or clinic waiting rooms. Our safety net is frayed. Let us save it before it breaks irreparably. And to all the wonderful nurses out there, I send my endless gratitude, and quite frankly, so should you. Now our disclaimer. The information in this blog is provided as information and educational resource only. It is not to be used or relied upon for diagnostic or treatment purposes. The blog does not represent or guarantee that its information is applicable to a specific patient's care or treatment. The educational content in this blog is not to be interpreted as medical advice from any of the authors or contributors. It is not to be used as a substitute for treatment or advice from a practicing physician or other healthcare professional.